Kuf Chof Tes Amed Aleph towards the bottom of the Amid. Rab Shimon Metayer, let us just again see the end of the Mishnah to refresh our memory. The last bava of the Mishnah, Mesa HaBehemeh, if the behemoth died, we're speaking about a behemoth that had an Avim Medudul. So now, Mesa HaBehemeh, or Basar Medudul. Mesa HaBehemeh, HaBasar Tzorich Hechsher. So we'll see that the Mishnah holds Misa Oise Nipul, that we consider after the behemoth dies, Ki'ilu, the Basar and the Ava fell off before the behemoth died. So the behemoth dies, the behemoth is an avelus, the rest of his avelus an avatumim. But I say, Misa Oise Nipul, that we consider that the Basar and the Ava fell off before the Misa. Therefore, so the basar minachai by behima is toil. So mesa behima ha basar. So there's no tumah bechlal on the basar. So a basar tzorich hechsher. So the basar needs hechsher. That means it's not. There's no tumas nevela, no tumas basar minachai on it. So you have to be machshir, and then it'll be mekabel tumas oichlem. Ha'ever metamei mishum ever minachai. The ever is metamei mishum ever minachai. So that means the ever is an avatume, it's metame odem v'keilim. Ve'einoi metamei mishum ever nevela, it is not metamei mishum ever nevela. Divrei Rab Meir v'Rabbi Shimon metayer. Now let us just see Rashi on the Mishnah on this Bava, and then we'll see the Gemara. Mesa habehema habosol shenidaldo. So we had bosol that was nidaldo b'chaye habehema. So hechsher lekabel tume min hasheretz im loy hukshar mishenidaldo. If it wasn't hukshar as yet, so memele needs hechsher to be mekabel tumas oichlam. The tumas nevela ain boy kedamba bebehema mekasha the miso is a nipple. When the behema dies, I considered the ainoi kemis nabel ima bemisosa. I don't consider that when the behema became a nevela, the aver amedudul, the basar amedudul, but was then also nisnabel. No, because elokib polush michayim. It was like Nivdal Michayim, Ubosar a Peirish Minachai, Toyer, a Bosar that's Peirish from a live Behemoth is Toyer. So Memele, so in order to be Mekabel Tume, it needs Hechsher to be Mekabel Tume Seichlem. Ha'ever Metame Mishim Ever Minachai, Kedefrishis Taime, the Misa Oise Nippo, that when the behemoth dies, I consider it k'moyshe noifel somach lemisa. I consider ke'ilu the eva fell off before the misa. The einoi nevela, it's not a nevela because it fell off before the behemoth died. Hilkach einoi metame mishum nevela, and that is pshat and rameya. Metame mishum eva metame mishum eva minachai, because miso is a nipple. Veine metame mishum eva nevela. Divrei rameya. And Rab Shimon metayer. And begmorim afosh, let's finish the Rashi, ma'ike bein eva minachai la eva mina nevela. What's the difference? Both are an avatumim. Rab Shimon Metayer, Big Morim, Aporish, Taimei, why Rab Shimon is Metayer. So that is the Mishnah. Now let's go to the Gemara. Rab Shimon Metayer. So the Gemara asks, this is like the last eight lines of the Omed and of Kuf Chavtes, Omed Aleph. Rab Shimon Metayer. So the Gemara asks, Monefshech, what is Pshat in Rab Shimon? Imisa oisa nipple, if Rab Shimon holds that when the behemoth dies, we are done. Keilu, the Eva fell Michayim. The Tame Misham Eva Minachai. So it's an Avatumet, Shimimitame Misham Eva Minachai. I ain't Misa oisa nipple, if I don't say that Misa oisa nipple, and I say that if we consider that when the behemoth dies, so old Afilu the Eva Medudul also died then. So Litame Misham Eva Mina Nevela. But what is Pshat Rab Shimon Metai? That is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, Rab Shimon Areisha Koi. Rab Shimon is not going on the last Bava. Rab Shimon is going on the first Bava. Now what does it say in the first Bava? The first Bava says as follows. Ha'eva v'ha'boso ha'medudolim bebehema. If you have Eva or Boso, that's Medulgo bebehema. Metame tumas oichlo. So we learned out that kol zman, the Eva or the Boso is Medulgo. So it does not, there's no tumas Eva minachai. So it's metame tumas oichlim bimkaimam. So it has a teiris chai, it also doesn't have. It has, in even in a chai, it's not. So it has a teiris boso. So metame tumas oichlim bim kaimam, that means to say, Eber hamedudu is not an avatume, and it has a shem oichl, because lamaise, it is nifrash, from the behemoth, it cannot grow back again. So it's now mekabel tumas oichlim utzrichen hechsha, and you need hechsha. That means this is a teiras oichel, and you need hechsha. V'Rabbi Shimon metaya, and Rab Shimon is metaya. Rab Shimon holds that afilu you'll be machsher the eva hamedudo, it's also not mekabuto. Period. So now we know, or we're trying to say, that Rab Shimon is going on the reisha, and the eva hamedudo, and Rab Shimon, and you were machsher it, and it's medudo, and the sheretz touched it. So according to the Tanikame, it's mekabuto. Doesn't have a din of a balchai. Since it's medudo, it's not an eva minachai, since it's mechubal, so here's a teiras oichel, it's mekabel tum. And Rab Shimon, for some reason, is metaya. Oma Rabbi Asi, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, my time de Rab Shimon. Why is Rab Shimon metaya? Why is he metaya? Why isn't it mekabel tum as oichel? Oma Akro, so Rabbi Yochanan said, because Rabbi Shimon darshan the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Mikol ha'oichel asher yei ochel." Alochayret say, "Kefil haloshen." Mikol ha'oichel asher yei ochel. So he darshans like this: an oichel that can be eaten. So Rabbi Shimon darshan oichel shata yochel la'achiloi la'achayim. Ha'oichel that one is permitted to give to someone to eat, kari oichel, that's called an oichel. Oichel she ata yochel lachiloi laachirim ain't kari oichel, but one is not permitted to give this oichel to achirim, so it's not considered an oichel. Now let us see Rashi. My time de Rabbi Shimon, the metayer hameure bebalechayim, he was metayer an eiver hamedudu that's attached to a balchay. Why isn't it mekabel tume? So laachirim laoivdei kechovim kori oichel linyan tumas oichlim. Legabi tumas oichlim, if you there's a tanai, according to Rab Shimon, it has to be loy to give to someone to eat. ואיבר מן החי, אין אתו יוכל להכילוי לאחרם בהתר. And איבר מן החי, you can't be machal לאחרם בהתר. There's no heter to give an איבר מן החי. So that לחיירה רשי means as follows. That means we have here an איבר המדולדו. So if you give it to someone to eat, so if he's going to eat it, al-kochach, it's going to become ois medudu. So it's going to be an eva minachai. The only way it can be eaten is through becoming an eva minachai. So this is not permitted to be given to anyone to eat. You can't give it to a goy, you can't give it to a yid. It's not a eichel asher yeyochel. So memele, so Rav Shimon had a special drash, Oichel asher yeochel. When does it have a teiris oichel to be capable of being mekabel tume asher yeochel? If you're permitted to give it to someone to eat, this eiver hamedudul, it's not possible to give it to someone to eat because then automatically it'll be an eiver minachai. So mamel, it's not mekabel tume. That's pshat Rav Shimon. Omale, so fine, so. So now we know Rav Shimon that says in the end of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Metayer is going on the beginning of the Mishnah, that an Eiver HaMedudu, according to the Tanakhame, you could be Machsheret, it doesn't have a din of a Baal Chai, you could be Machsheret, it's Mekabel Tumas Oichlem. Rav Shimon has a Nudrash, Asher Yeochel, and therefore it is not Mekabel Tumas. Omar Lei Rabbi Zeire L'Rab Asi. So Rav Zeire asked Akasha to Rav Asi. That means we have to understand like this. Rav Yochanan had this memra of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said that it's true. It was going on the Reisha. He was trying to figure out why is it true? Why did Rav Shimon say it's true? So the only way he understood Rav Shimon is Mistomer, Rav Shimon made this trash, Oichel Asher Yeochel, and the Eiver HaMedudel is impossible to give someone to eat Beheter, because there'll be an Eiver Minachai. So Rav Zeire asked Rav Asi, how did Rav Yochanan figure this out, that that's the reason of Rav Shimon? Dilme Taime de Rav Shimon Hoso, maybe Rav Shimon holds, it's not Mekabel Tumah and Eiver HaMedudu, Hoyel Ma'ure Mure, since it's attached to a Baal Chai, since it's a din of a Baal Chai, maybe that's the Svara of Rav Shimon. That means, even though this Eiver cannot grow back, the Eiver cannot grow back, this Eiver HaMedudu, the Basar HaMedudu cannot grow back, that's for sure. But it's attached to a Baal Chai. And maybe Rav Shimon holds a svore that since it's attached to a Baal Chai, it's a din of a Baal Chai. Just like a Baal Chai can't be Mekabel Tumah, so the Seiver can't be Mekabel Tumah. Where do we see such a svore? So he says, we have such a svore. This nan, we learned a Mishnah. Yichu shel teine shenifshach, a branch that had a fig on it and was broken off. The branch was broken off from the tree. Umeure beklipa, but the bark is still attached. That means the branch is broken off. It will not grow back. You have here a fig on the branch. Will the fig be mekabel tumah? Yes or no? Rabbi Yehuda metayer. Rabbi Yehuda says it can't be mekabel tumah, the fig. The Chamim Oimrim, and the Chamim say like this, Im Yochel Lich Yois, if the branch can grow back, so that means it's still attached to the tree, so Adava and Mechuber is not Mekabel Tumah. Vimlav Tumah, but if it can grow back, so there's bark holding it, so what's the golden neglect from the bark, but there's no chius, the tainer, the fig has no chius from the tree, It gets nothing from the tree. So therefore, the Chachamim hold, if it can't grow back, it's Mekabel Tumah, because it's not Mechuba Lekalke. Va'amrina loch, So Rab Zeire asked Rabbi, I asked you a kasha. When we learned this Mishnah, so we ask you, my time is the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not Mekabel Tume, it can't grow back. So what is the time of Rabbi Yehuda? We ask you this kasha. The amount alone, and you answered us, Hoyel Umure Mure. Rabbi Yehuda holds that since it's Mechuber, it can't grow back. Rabbi Yehuda holds as far as, if it's attached to a Dover and Mechuber, it isn't enough for Dover and Mechuber, regardless if it can grow or if it can't grow. You told us this Svarah. You, Ravasi, told us this Svarah, that there's such a concept. If something is attached to a Dover and Mechuber, even though there's no Yenike, even though it can't grow back, but if it's attached to a Dover and Mechuber Lekarke, it can't be Mechuber. It has the din of a Dover and Mechuber Lekarke. Because it's attached, not speaking about scotch tape. It's naturally attached. The bark is still, it's attached to the bark. So you told us this such a svar. Fine. So that's how we learned that Mishnah. So now we hear, you're telling me, Rab Shimon says, that if the aver, a medudul, is attached to the animal, it can't be mekabel tumah. So Rav Asi said, why can't it be mekabel tumah? Rav Yochanan said, atrash, because since it's another oichel, asheyei ochel, since one is not permitted to eat it, so that's why he was mechadish adrash, that's why he can't be mekabel tumah. So Rav Zeire says, I don't understand you. Why did Rav Yochanan to say this shtik teire? You alone told us there's a new svara of hoyel ume ure, since it's naturally attached to a davar and mechuber, there's a din of a davar and mechuber, and it's not mekabel tumah. So memeil, that's the svar of Rav Shimon. By an eiver medudel also, since it's attached to a bal chai, so it can't be mekabel tumah. So what? So he asked him. So why are you saying that Rav Yochanan live mechadish a new shtik teure to explain why Rav Shimon holds its teure? That's the kasha Rav Zeire asked to, Rav Zeire asked to Rav Asi. Bamrin aloch, we asked you my time with Rav Yehuda. Bamart alon, and you told us, hoil umur and mure. So Mamela, so why did Rav Yehuda to say, anushtik teure in Rav Shimon? Maybe that is pshat in Rav Shimon. Hoil umur and mure. Let us see Rashi so far. Rashi, v'dilme taime de Rav Shimon, maybe the reason of Rav Shimon is because hayol mura mura, v'lom alikolochi. So why did Rav Yochanan have to say that Rav Shimon was mechadish anu drash, oichol asher yeyochel, hayol mura bebalei chayim. Since this eiver is attached to a bal chay, this eiver amedudu, she'ain tume neheges behem, there's no tume by a balchai. And we say the same svore by a branch, k'demrinu gabi yicho, by a branch, the hoyel vahateine mu'ure bi yicho, is chiburu, that's called a chibur. Afapisha yicho nifshach minilon, even though the branch is broken off from the tree. But ha-sha-klipa moi eles boy, but you told us, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that the bark accomplishes lasis chibur. So memele, so according to you, Ravasi, so why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say, anushtik teir and Rabbi Shimon? Ochinami hoyil v'eiver mu'ure ba-beheime, since the eiver is attached to the beheime, let us see the lotion of the Shita Mekabetzah's base. Hoy of Eber Mura be Beheime, Duhu Bali Chayim, and the Beheime is a Bal Chay. Toiru. So Bekitzer, we have a problem. We have a problem, Rav Shimon Metayer, we don't know what case he's going on. If he's going on the safe, it's a Mesa Beheime, and so it's either an Eber Minachay or Eber Minanabela, So why does Rav Shimon retire? So Rav Asi said, Mustama Rav Shimon is going on the first case. And in this case, Rabbi Yochanan gave a reason, and Eva Medudu, it's not Mekabel to me, because it's Oichel Asher, Oichel Asher Yeochel. So Rabbi Zeres, if he's going on the first case, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say the reason is because of this drash? The reason could be the same reason you have by Rabbi Shimon, by a Yichel Shaltene Shenifshach, Umur. Omalei, so Rav Asi answered, you're asking very good. That what Rabbi Yochanan said at Rash, that according to Rav Shimon it's toil, he is going on Mitzioso, on the middle case of the Mishnah. What's the middle case of the Mishnah? Omalei on Mitzioso. The middle case of the Mishnah is as follows. Nishchito habehima, hukshiru bidomeho divrei rameya. If you shechted the behima, now let's talk about what the middle case is, the mitziyosa, the middle case and the Mishnah. I have an eva amedudu. I have an eva that's dangling from the animal, and I shechted the animal. So Rameya says, Hukshiro bidomero, that the dam shchite is machshir the eva. That means the eva is not an eva minachai. The shchite makes it not an eva minachai. Let us just refresh our memories. The aloche is, if you shecht a behemah, ein shchite oise nipple. We don't say that when you shecht it, we consider kilu the eva fell off before the shchita. No, I say vakel, the shchita is mata the eva. The shchita is mata the eva. And mina teire, we had before, you're allowed to eat the eva. I shechted that you're allowed to eat the eva. Mitzvahs proish, there's a mitzvah bida rabbonon. You're not allowed to, mina teire, allowed to eat it. Ayid is allowed to eat it. And agoy lechayre, zich allowed to eat it. There's no darabon in the kedin. The shchita helps lachayim. Fine. So fine. So it's a oichel. It's an oichel. The shchita is mata deiva medud. The whole pshat is you need hesher. So Rameyer says that the dam shchita is machshir deiva medud. That's Rameyer shchita. That yeah. That's Rameo. No problem. The Eva Ramadul after Shchit is Mekabel Tumah. Rab Shimon Oima Loi Hukshiru. So now we have to understand why Loi Hukshiru. Rab Yochanan had a problem in Rab Shimon Loi Hukshiru. Why not? Om Rab Yochanan, my time the Rab Shimon. Om Arko mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel. Oichel shate yochel achile lacherem kori oichel. Oichel shenate yochel achire lacherem en kori oichel. Now this was Rab Yochanan. Rab Yochanan had problems to understand Rab Shimon, so he says, "Ooh, you know why it's not mekabel tume? Because oichel, you have to be able to give it to someone else to eat." Now, can shoyel aben shema shemayim? Why can you give it to someone to eat? You can give it a yid to eat. Mitzvahs proish. It's only also with the rabbon. We're talking about mekabel tume min atoyre because oichel ashiyat oichel. Give it a yid. A yid is latid it min a Torah. Only at mitzvahs proish. L'chayre there's a svara to say, and the Rabbi Kevege brings down the note, the Shach brings down, a goy is a latid it v'lechatul. They didn't make it a rabbon, they didn't buy a goy. So if you shach that a goy is a latid it. And also we have here a peledike gemore. The gemore was looking on which aloche did Rabbi Yochanan that say pshat and Rabbi Shimon that it's not mekabel tumah because oichel shat yochel achel achem this aloche that they shechted the behemah, and with his neighbor Amidudu, and Rav Shimon says it is not, Rav Shimon says it's not mekabel tume, so Rav Yochanan was racking his brains, why isn't it mekabel tume? Oh, because Rav Shimon found a drash, you can't be machalat anybody. No one's allowed to eat it. So it's pilei ploy. A yid is allowed to eat it. A goy is allowed to eat it. What's the problem? That's a big problem. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi does not at all address the problem. But let us see what Rashi says. Nishchito habeime, ein hamedudu nito loy leYisrael veloy livnei noyach. Rashi says, it's not mutter. Rashi says it's not muta, it's also tayid, it's also tagoy. Fine. So, can't show you lapen. What happened over here? What happened over here? This is a big problem. So, the Leiv Aryeh wants to say pshat as follows. There's a whole sugya in Behema Mekashe, which l'davineinu, when we learned Behema Mekashe, we didn't learn Ho'ir V'Roitev, and now that we're learning Ho'ir V'Roitev, we're not learning Behema Mekashe. But al kolponim, there's a sugya in Behema Mekashe, a memra of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan had said, shchita oise nipple. Shchita oise nipple. A memra, there's two memras of Rabbi Yochanan. But one lashon of Rabbi Yochanan was shchita oise nipple, which means that when you shecht a behemah, we consider it like it fell before. Zuk to Leiv Aryeh, our Gemara is going according to that lashon. So it's moiridik. Ooh, now we're talking. Shchita oise nipple. So the minute you shecht it, we consider ke'ilu this eva fell before the shechita. So it's an eva min achai min atoire. It's also tayid, it's also to agoi. So Rav Shimon says, it's not mekabel tume. It's not mekabel tume because it's a oichel asheyei ochel. No one is allowed to eat it. Not a yid, not a goy. This is what the Leiv Aryeh says. And it's gewaldic. The violet's gewaldic. There's two lashonis of Rabbi Yochanan in Behema Mekash and Dafayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And this Gemara is going according to that lashon. So it's gewaldic. Before we go a little further, we have to understand this. A Gemara Dafayin Gimel Amud Beis, like this, we won't understand the whole Gemara. It's so good, it's too good. That's a Teitnish. Why? If we will say for 1 minute that a kaponim Rav Shimon holds shchita oise nipple, so we're saying, so what is it? It's an eva min achai. If shchita is an eva min achai, Rav Shimon metayer. Shem v'shemayim. It's an eva min achai. What do you say, Rav Shimon metayer? Why can he be metayer? If he holds shchita oise nipple, so it's an eva min achai. It's an avatume. Rameyer said if you marshir it, it's mekabel tumah. The shchit is and Rav Shimon metayer. Rav Shimon says it's not mekabel tumah, and it's an eva min achai. Shem v'shamayim. So this is a problem which the Leiv Aryeh does not address, but the Gemara and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis does address it. The Gemara speaks about this. So the Gemara says that Rav Shimon is speaking about, let's be elach, the Mishnah is speaking about Bosa Hamedudu, Eva Hamedudu. We're speaking about a Bosa Hamedudu, Eva Hamedudu. Nishchito, Ekat Geshochten. So now, Rav Meir says, let's talk about the Bosa, forget about the Eva. The Eva, it's an Eva Menachayat, I'm going to talk about. What Ramei holds, it's irrelevant now. But Rav Shimon holds shchita oise nipple. So nishchito, he shechted the behime, and there's boso min achayim. So Ramei says, hukshuru, fine, Ramei holds hukshuru. And he says, he says that what? That it's loyuch shiru, because it's an oichel shiata yochel achila. So what are we saying now? We're saying the boso is boso minachai. Boso minachai is also. Now the boso minachai. Not talking about tume. Boso minachai is not tume. But boso minachai is also minatayrati. So memele, so now it's gewaldic. So we're talking about the boso. The boso, there's no tumes atzmoi. It's not an Eva Minachai, it's Bosa Minachai. So now, so Rameya says, it's Hukshiru B'Teshchite. Rab Shimon says, Loi Hukshiru. Hukshiru B'Demeya Dibi Rameya, Rab Shimon Eimer, Loi Hukshiru, Obozan Hukshiru. So Memeile, that means the Hekshir doesn't help, because it's not Roi Lahachel Acherim. So the Bosa is not Mekabotum. But we have to be Elach. The Mishnah says, Hukshiru, Alosh and Rabbim. So talking about two things. So what are the two things? We can't be talking about Eva Menachai, because Eva Menachai. So the Gemara Daf and Gimel Amud Beis asks the Kasha, what's the Hukshiru? So the Gemara says, we're speaking about, he cut off Boso from an Eva Menachai. Talking about two types of Boso. Either we're talking about an Eva HaMedulduh, and he cut off, and when he shechted it, he cut off the boso from the Eva Minachai, so that boso does not have tumas Eva Minachai, but it's also a boso Minachai. That's one case, that's one husha, and the other case is mamish boso Minachai. We have an Eva HaMedulduh and boso HaMedulduh. We're speaking about both cases. He shechted it, and we're talking about the boss, and not about the Eva. The Eva is Eva Menachai, according to Rav Shimon. That's not what to talk about. We're talking about the boss of Menachai, Shenizdaldu. We're speaking about the boss that was cut off from the Eva Menachai. So that is, there's no Tumas Eva Menachai on this. So the mayor says, it became Hutcha. And Rav Shimon says, Loi Hukshiru. It can't be Mekabel Tumas. But Leihukshu was a little modern deloshin, so let us just see what Rashi says. Leihukshu, let's see the second Rashi. Makaforish Rabbi Yochanan is now telling Pshatan Rab Shimon, why doesn't the Hechsher help? Mishum delav b'nei kibulei tumeninu, because there can't be makabel tumen, and I think if you learn first the end of the Rashi and then the middle will flow much better. Delav b'nei kibulei tumeninu hoyul sheini kori oichel. It can't be makabel tumen because it's not an oichel. An oichel means asher ye oichel. Blemashvelu shchita uchla. The shchita doesn't make it for an oichel because shchita is a nipple. So it's Bosa Minachai. So Leihuch Shiru means it's not Mekabel Tume through the Hechsher because it's not a Neuchel. That is Pshat in our Gemara. Now, let us just ask one more Ha'ore. So we have now a very interesting Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara, this is the Lev Aryeh, says Pshat in the Gemara, and Dafai Gimla Beis had such a Mahalach also, that Rav Shimon holds Shchita Oisa Nippo, he shechted it. Rav Meir says that the Shchita is Machshir the Eva. Rav Meir can hold the Ein Shchita Oisa Nippo. Rav Meir can hold whatever he wants. And Rav Shimon says the Shchita is not Machshir the Eiver, because it's a Oichel Shiata Yochel Lachilo. So that means I hold Shchita Ois and Nipple. So it's also at Bosom in Achai, and the Shchita, therefore the Shchita is not Machshir. So can Shoyel Aben one more Ha'ore, if you hold Shchita Ois and Nipple, so it means that it fell off before. So how could the Shchita be Machshirit? If in Lomdis it fell off before, so how could the Shchita be Machshir? He said the Shchita can be Machshir because it's also Machila. The Shchita can be Machshir because in Lomdis it fell off before. So Taisus says, that's Lomdus. Lamaisa was Mechuba, it's still attached. So Lamaisa, the Shechita could help. The Shechita could help, the Shechita of the behemoth, the behemoth Zayad, the behemoth Zayad to the Aver, the Shechita could be Masha. No, Rav Shimon says, but leider, it doesn't have a Teiris Oichel, that's why the Shechita doesn't help. So Bekitzer, we have now Pshat in Rav Shimon. Zog de Gemara weiter. Vidilme taime de Rav Shimon bahi, ike de Rabbe, ike de Rav Yoichanem. So the Gemara says, let's see Rashi. Vidilme lo ilom b'nei kibulei tumenin. It could very well be this whole drash that Rabbi Yochanan was machadish, that an oichel that is not permitted to be given to a goy teed is not called an oichel, could be, it's nicht gesteigen, nicht geflogen. Could be, there's no such drash. The time of the Rabbi Shimon, so why doesn't the Herrscher help? Why doesn't the Shchites Abaheime help for the Eva? Ike the Rabbi, the Meforish Lael, time of the Rav Shimon, Mishum De'ein Beheime Nasis Yad Lahachshir Ha'ever. A Beheime cannot be a Yad to be Machshir Ha'ever. Ike the Rav Yoichanan, Domanami Lael Ein Yad Lahachshir, Uchshoich is Bekotn, Ben Godoloi Le'imoi, Pligi Umishum Hachshir. Al Koponim, this is a problem over here, because the Marsha asks Rabbi Yochanan holds yes Yad Lahechsher, so Levi said Rashi means, he also holds like Rabbi, that everyone holds that a behemoth cannot be a Yad to be Marsher and Eber, and the only way the Hechsher could help is if we say it's one entity, and Rabbi Shimon holds, Rashaich is Bekotn, Ben Godoloi Le'ima, it's not called one entity. And that's the reason of Rav Shimon. So could be the reason of Rav Shimon is that the Herrscher Shechita doesn't help. Not that there's a new drash of Oichel Shiatayocha Lahachalachir. So the Gemara is now asking, where did Rav Yochanan know to say that Rav Shimon holds a new drash if the Mishnah can be understood without this new drash? So the Gemara says, Elo lo'olam aseife. So now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Metayer is going on the seife. And again, let's look again in the Mishnah. What is the seife of the Mishnah? Meisa ha-behema, ha-boser tzorich hechsher. The behema died. The behema died. So we hold misa oise nipple. It's a boser tzorich hechsher, because there's no tumor of boser minachai, it's a boser tzorich hechsher. Rav Shimon Metayer, Rav Shimon holds that hechsher will not help because it's a oichu shatayocha lachilo lacherim, it's an eivim minachai, and miso is a nipple, it's an eivim minachai, and eivim minachai is also teeth, so that's why Rav Shimon Metayer. So Mamela and that's Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon is going on the safe, Rabbi Shimon Metayer is going on the safe, and Rabbi Yochanan wanted to figure out why is Rabbi Shimon Metayer, because of this drash of Oichel Shatayochel Achille Lachem. Let us see again the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Eloloilom aseife. Rav Shimon is going on the seife. Belav ha'eiver. He's not going on the eiver. The eiver is zicher tomei. Miso is a nipple. And the eiver is an eiver minachai, which is an avatume. Ela aboso. He's going on the boso. He's talking about boso and eiver. Meisa beheimo ha boso tzorich hechsher. So Rav Meir holds that you need to have to be machsher. It's not an avatume. And therefore, you need hechsher. Rav Shimon Metayer, Rav Shimon says, hechsher won't help. Hechsher won't help because, because it can't be mekabel tumet, because it's a noichu shata yochel achila lachem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon, Amar ko mikol oichel asher yei ochel, oichel shata yochel achila lachem kori oichel, oichel shata yochel achila lachem ein kori oichel, and let us see Rashi, elo li oilom I itma de Rabbi Yochanan, aseifet de masnisen itma. Amesa behema, but Rabbi Shimon mitayr afilo hukshe rabosar ein mekabel tum. Even the bosa was mukshe, it's not mekabel tum. Bechoshkein de poligareshe kshehein mechuborim. So it's also chaylik, it's also hechushat yochalil. Milu kola yitzlechle, doesn't need the bosa for the reshe, because the reshe, when it's mechubor, there's a svar hechul, 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 That's this Gemara, and let us learn the next Mishnah. Very interesting halachas. Ha'ever v'ha'bosor ha'medudolim ba'odom. You have a man, a person, and you have an ever ha'medudol, that it's hanging, not can't grow back again. What is the din? Toirem. It's toirem. We'll see there's a din ever minachai by an odom is metameh. An eva minachai by an odom is metameh. This is not, that is not din an eva minachai, because man is mechubah. Doesn't even din have an eva minachai, just like a behemoth. Ha eva v'abos amadu dolim ba'odom tohir. Meisa odom, what happens if the person died? Ha boso tohir. We hold meisa ois in nipple. The same meisa odom in a behemoyen. The same halacha we have by a behemoth. That when a behemoth dies, we say the behemoth, the Eber Medudu, the Bosom Medudu, is Keilu, a fellow of before. When a person dies, we say the Eber Medudu, and the Bosom Medudu, is Keilu, a fellow of before. So it's not Tumis Meis, it's Tumis Eber Minachai, which is Tome by Anodom, and there's no Tume by Bosom Minachai. So let us see the Mishnah. Meisa Odom, if the person died, Ha-bosor toil. The bosor is toil. The bosor is misa ois and nipple. So it's bosor min achai. If one cuts off a kezai is bosor min achai, it's toil. It's not metame. Ha-ever metame mishum ever min achai. That means if an ever is cut off from a person, a live person, it's metame or ever min achai. It's not metame mishum eva min ha-meis. Why? Because misa oisin nipple. And we consider that this eva fell off when the person was still alive. So it's not metame mishum eva min ha-meis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Shimon metayer. And here we have again a psa Rabbi Shimon, which we have to figure out what he's saying. Rabbi Shimon metayer. Let us see Rashi. Hamedudolim ba'odom tahirim. The chiyamus ksiv, perhaps, we should look in the Shittim Kibetz, Shittim Kibetz says, talit, hamedudolim ba'odom tahirim, the chiyamus ksiv, v'cholzman shehu chai, if the person is alive, matzel aleim milatame. So an eva, hamedudol, is not metame. That's cold. That's not an eva, it's medudol. He didn't die, the Eva is not Metam. Meisa Odom, what is if the person died? Ha-bosor ha-meduldul toil. So the bosor that was meduldul is toil. The misa oise nipple. That when the person dies, I considered kilo the bosor fell off before. U-bosor ha-poirish minachai toil. Let's skip the next three lines, which are very difficult. We won't understand the difficulties now. And ha'ever so I say misa is in nipple, and it's bosom in achai, and bosom in achai is toy. Ha'ever metame mishum eva min achai. And the ever is metame mishum eva min achai. V'loi meini metame mishum eva min ameis. So what's the difference between the eva min achai and eva min ameis? Bigmorim aforish ma'ike ben eva min achai la'eva min ha'meis. Eva me'odom chai metamei b'mago ובמסו ובאויו. It's metama odam bekelim, like a mace is metama. An eva min achai is a miniature mace. That means it's metama. But, avol kizayis boso, ve'etzem kisoyre hapoirish mi eva min achai eine metama, me eva min a mace metama. That is the difference. V'akizayis boso min a mace is metama. Akizayis boso min a eva min achai is not metama. A kezayis bosom in even a mace is metame. So that is pshat in Rameya. Rameya said that if the person died, so then I say misa is a nipple, so the eva is a din of an eva minachai, so the eva minachai is metame, is b'maga b'masa b'oil, but if you'll cut off etzem, or a kezayis bosa from the eva min achai, it is toir. An eva min ameis, you have an eva, which is metame. You cut off the bosa, if you have a kezayis bosa, it's also metame boil. If you have etzem keser, it's metame b'maga masa. That is the difference between an eva min achai, an eva meis, tiber ameya, but Rabbi Shimon metaya. Rabbi Shimon is metaya. We haven't the faintest idea what Rabbi Shimon is speaking about. The Gemara understood Rabbi Shimon is speaking about when the person died. So Rabbi Meir said the Eiver is metame als Eiver min achai. And Rabbi Shimon said it's toil. For like the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon monefshech. Imisa oisen nipple. If Rabbi Shimon holds misa oisen nipple. And we consider ke'ilu the Eiver fell off before he died. The tami mishum eva minachai, so it should be tami al tzeva minachai. The ain misa oisa nipple, if he holds ain misa oisa nipple, so we consider that it's a part of the person when the person died. So the save is like all other the evorim of a mace. Is latami mishum eva minachai. But what is the svar of Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon holds that it's toya? So the Gemara Muradik is ach. Rab Shimon Ba'al Mekoi, and Shuldik, you're learning, Rab Shimon is not going on Eva, on Mesa Odom about this Eva Minachai. No, he's not talking about that. Rab Shimon is going on another thing. Rab Shimon Ba'al Mekoi, the Koma Tanikame, a Eva Metame, Mishum Eva Minachai. The Tanakama holds Misa Isa Nippel, and Rab Shimon also holds Misa Isa Nippel. Everyone agrees Misa Isa Nippel. So Al Kaponim, we see from the Tanakama, Alme Eva Hameis Ba Alme Metame, that an Eva from a Mace is Metame, that's for sure. The Tanakama said, Misa Isa Nippel, Eva Minachai is also Metame. Va'omar lei Rab Shimon, Eva hameis ba'alma loy metame. Pilei ploy. We'll see soon. An Eva of a mace is not metame. An Eva of a chai is metame. An Eva of a mace is not metame. That means as follows. If you'll have an Eva min a mace, you'll have a kizayis boso. So that's metame al boso min a mace. You'll have a etzem kisoyro. But this concept that an Eiver is Metame, there's a new tomb of Eiver. An Eiver means a little less than a Kezayis Bosa. Less than an Etzem Kisayra. Bosa Gidin Batsomis. If you'll have such a neighbor, there's less than a Saira, less than a Kezayis Bosa. So Rab Shimon says, I got news for you. There's no such a loche that an Eiver min Ameis is Metame. Bosa min Ameis is Metame. Again, etzem in a mace is metame, but an avim in a mace is not metame. So Rab Shimon is going on Rameya. Rameya said, you know, if the person died, an avim amedudu, it's an avim in a chai, but it's not an avim in a mace. That means it's avim in a chai. So Rab Shimon says, so you hold avim mace is metame, and shuldig. Avim mace is bechlonich metame. Rab Shimon metame. And where do we see someone say such a thing? Rabbi Lezer. The Sanya we learned Abaraisa, Omar Rabbi Lezer. hat er mir die gesagt. Shamati she'eva minachai metame. Rabbi Lezer said, I heard that an eva minachai is metame. So we'll see soon, you know what that means? That he meant to say, I heard an eva minachai is metame, and an eva minameis is not metame. That's mean, I heard an eva minachai is metame, an eva meis is not metame. Omar lei Rabbi Yeshua, you misunderstood. You heard an eva minachai is metame. Is minachai v'loy minameis. They told you even machai is metame. So he said, I heard that even machai is metame. You misunderstood what was told to you. They said, afilo an even minachai is metame. And even minameis is zich metame. You misunderstood what was told to you. V'kal v'choyma. It's a kal v'choyma. U'machai shehu toil. The person is toil. Eva rapoyrish mimenu tom eva, and eva separates from a person. This eva is metame, the magiv a masa boyu. Meish shahu tome, if you have a dead person already, and you cut off an eva, like Oshke, avada givis, it's metame. You misunderstood what was told to you. And he gave him a marshal. He says, you know, the way you understood, I'll tell you what kind of krumpshat you learn in Megillus Tainus. Because of the Megillus Tainus, it says in Megillus Tainus, Pischezire deloy le mispit. It says, Pesach Shein, you're not allowed to make a hespit. So you're going to learn the Sechtes Tainus, Pesach Shein, you're not allowed to make a hespit. Of a Pesach Rishin, you're allowed to make a hespit. For Pesach Shein, you're not allowed to. Pesach Rishin, you're allowed to make a hespit. That's according, that's the way you're saying pshat. Pischazira loit le mispit. Or rabbe le mispit. That's pshat. Zichanat. Ela kol dechein. Means a filo pesach, except pesach shen. Now to make kes means a filo pesach shen you're allowed to make kes. But avadi gibis pesach ish, and you're zichanat allowed to make kes. So that what you heard, even min achai is metamet, that means a fill away from the chayes metama, and even in a mace, that the whole mace is tummy, it's zicha tummy. Ela kol dechein, zukte ochinami kol dechein. So you misunderstood. Amalei kach shemati. And shuldik, you have a very nice suit. I heard. Eivim in achayis metame, not Eivim in emeis. It was spelled out explicitly to me. That's what I heard, so that's what I'm saying over. Davka neiva, chai min etam, mis vatam, yin nada neiva min ames. Zot rashi. Ba alma koi va filo eiva min ames, da alma poli. De loi metam, elim ken yesh vay kizai is bosa. Obi metam, des kizai is bosa, de metam mishim bosa. Oma loi rev yeshua, vichimit neisha shamata min achai, zot rata loi min achai, davka loi meis bitmiye. Well, like Zivim Gilas Tainis Pischazir Pesach Sheni Shibia, a Rabbi Pesach Nisan Lemispit Bitmei. That's Mutav Espit. Hachinami Kol Dechein Shemata. Hachinami Kol Dechein Shemata. You heard Eivim in Achai and Abadim Vis Eivim in the Meis. Amalei Kach Shemati Anshuldik. I know what I heard. Sheivim in Achai Metamei Veloi Eivim in the Meis.